now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. And we have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned every now and then, mostly then, not so much now. But it's all about radio on the go. It's about the devices, about the platforms. It's about where you can get not only the terrific programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, but specifically the Spano and Black Attack, because we happen to be on the air right now. Joe, explain it to them.
All right, Bob, there's a number of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. The first of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. Check it all out and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of and probably a few you haven't thought of yet. There's a wealth of on-demand content. And there's a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Again, a versatile app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC. Also, wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do, and it's a relationship we're quite proud of. It's been ongoing for a long time, and if it gives these guys and gals a little bit of a taste of home, we're very happy to be a part of it.
We sure are, Bob. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We're probably the two biggest humps you'll find anywhere. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Chime in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at BobBlack71. We'll tip it off next, right after this very short timeout.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
And on this 420, it's only fitting to have that welcome us back to the attack. And we hope you're welcome back to the attack as well. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at Span56 at BobBlack71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. We've got a big show in front of us here in this hump day, my friend. So what do you say we set the table and get to it?
We sure do. See, I don't celebrate 420. I'm looking on Twitter right now. Happy 420. 92,700 tweets on Happy 420. Mm-hmm. Much like New Year's Eve is amateur night for drinking, I figure 420 is amateur night for potheads, or amateur day for potheads. And I figure if you're a pothead, you can get high every day. Just like a drunk can get high every day. You don't need a holiday for it like New Year's Eve. So if I was a real pothead, this would be the day I'd take off.
Yeah. It's every day's a holiday when you smoke.
Well, every day's also about 30 hours because nothing really happens.
I'm high.
Well, there's a, you know, again, and everybody's different, and you know, I know we know people who indulge in all kinds of different forms of recreation.
Yes.
And that said, there's something about marijuana that slows everything down.
Yeah,
motivation,
well, I mean,
on down the line, metabolism, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, it works for some people, it doesn't for others.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work for me. I got to be honest with you, it does
not travel,
work.
Let's travel to California.
Yeah, well.
I'd rather have a shot of Patron, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly right. I'm in the same boat. Alcohol works for me much better. Don't always mean I make good decisions, but it does work better.
Man, anywhere you go, you know I'm right behind you with a bucket.
Yes, and that's always a good thing because it keeps everything clean and orderly.
And a plastic sheep.
And that's it. That's it. Stories for another day. That said, let's set the table for this hump day edition of The Attack. Focus early on is going to be the NBA.
Who's your friend? Bob.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll recap last night's scintillating NBA action and take a look ahead to the three more on the docket for tonight. And then kind of as we move out of the NBA, we'll roll into some other things, not the least of which is the UFC. Not mixed martial arts, but specifically the Ultimate Fighting Championship as a company.
Correct.
And UFC 200, it's not in peril because they're going to have it. But the intention is for it to be a marquee event. Well, there's all kinds of uncertainty swirling around that event. Allegedly, Conor McGregor retired.
Mm-hmm.
But then he didn't show up for the presser that part of the promotional tour for UFC 200. And I don't know why anybody was surprised because he retired. But then at the same time, they said the reason he wasn't there is he was in Iceland training for the fight. I'm very, very confused. We'll kind of set that up. We'll try and separate fact from fiction. But then we'll look into what this all means. You know, an organization that the three letters were always bigger than any one fighter. We'll see we'll discuss how they may be able or not be able to survive this as they look ahead to UFC 200. And that'll be one of the big areas we tackle. And then as time permits, we can dive into all kinds of other things. But phone calls all the way through at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529. Your tweets at Span56. At BobBlack71 or at SportsBylineUSA. What do you say we dive into the first of last night's two scintillating basketball games between, and we'll start out with the Hawks and the Celtics. Hawks control things 89-72 in Atlanta, take a two-game-to-none lead in that best-of-seven series that looks like it may be pretty short due to some of the injuries that the Celtics are dealing with, Bob.
Well, and that's really what it comes down to. I mean, the Celtics, other than Isaiah Thomas, lost the one guy that they can't lose. And you know, it's unfortunate for them. Bradley is just a key component, and they weren't able to compensate for that. You know, you and I both love Brad Stevens. We love this basketball team, how it's being put together. The sum of the parts are greater than the whole at this point in time. But it also shows you, I think, Joe, and, you know, I'll keep it away from the game for a sec. We'll get into that in a sec. It also shows the vulnerability of this Celtic basketball team in that I don't care how good your coach is. I don't care how much everybody is buying in. You really do need more than one star. You've got to have somebody who is an impact player other than the one guy. I do believe Isaiah Thomas is an impact player. But if you lose a key piece off of that puzzle somewhere else along the way, which they have, it's almost impossible for them to make it up. And that's how it's going down right now for Boston. Look, they've got to go back to Boston. As we're fond of saying, the series don't start until you lose at home. But with that being said, it looks like a real uphill battle for the Boston Celtics.
I think that's a very good point. You made some great points about the Celtics, and the bottom line is, from a personnel standpoint, they're not as talented as a lot of teams around the NBA, and the difference this year was the way they buy into Brad Stevens, the way the whole is far greater than the sum of the parts, the effort and intensity on defense. But where that can help you a lot and equal wins in the regular season, those things don't always help you all that much come the postseason, because all of a sudden you get to the playoffs and everybody plays hard defense every night, well, except for the Houston Rockets. But everybody else that gets to the NBA playoffs decides, well, you know, we got to turn up the intensity. We got to play defense. We got to buy in. So all of a sudden, those intangibles and those edges that the Celtics had during the regular season, they get mitigated come the playoffs as everybody turns up the intensity to match what the Celtics are bringing to the table on a night-in, night-out basis during the regular season. And now all of a sudden you get to the postseason, and to a bigger degree, it just comes down to talent. And the Boston roster isn't as talented as a lot of other rosters around the NBA, even when healthy. When you take out a couple of key pieces, number one and most importantly, Avery Bradley, but not far behind in its importance, Kelly Olynyk, who also did not play last night.
Right, right.
Those are two guys that the Celtics cannot afford to lose because of their comparative dearth of talent compared to a lot of other teams around the NBA.
And no question about it. You make a great point about Olynyk. And you know, a guy that came from my school, Marcus Smart, who I love, plays great defense. He's intense. He's a bench player. He's going to always be a bench player. He's not a starter in the NBA as a point guard, not until he figures out how to shoot the ball. And last night was a perfect example. They had to put him in the starting lineup. He played 30 minutes, and he shot 1-for-11. You shoot 1-for-11 in the playoffs, your team's going to lose. It's as simple as that.
Well said. And they didn't have some of the more talented teams around the NBA have an answer. You know, you looked at Golden State. They had an answer for no Steph Curry. Sean Livingston steps into the starting lineup, and he plays a terrific game. With Avery Bradley out of the lineup specifically, and we'll start with Avery Bradley and then move on from there. With Avery Bradley out of the lineup for the Boston Celtics, they didn't have one guy that could replace him. Literally, it was going to be some mix of two or three guys, and the results were disastrous, whether it be, as you said, Marcus Smart steps into the starting lineup, and because of his limitations shooting the basketball, he'll give you the defensive half of what Avery Bradley normally offers. But then you got to rely on, say, an R.J. Hunter or a Terry Rozier to give you some of the offensive elements that Avery Bradley offers. And when those guys step into the lineup, maybe they can give you the offense, and they didn't even do that last night. But on the defensive end of the floor, they'll kill you, specifically R.J. Hunter. He killed them in the first quarter when he had to come into the lineup on the defensive end of the floor. He just was lost. I don't know who he was guarding, but he certainly wasn't guarding Kyle Korver, and he allowed Kyle Korver to shake out of his postseason malaise and hit a bunch of threes that ended up sparking Atlanta and getting them out to the early lead, and really they never looked back, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, I mean, look at the point production of the Celtics in the first quarter. I mean, we're going to continue this on the other side, but, you know, the Celtics, with that starting lineup, they were playing 4-on-5 basketball. They said to Marcus Smart, go ahead, shoot.
And he didn't. Clank, clank.
1-for-11.
Miss, clank, miss. Then he gets hurt, and he hurts that hip, and he's out temporarily. And it looks like, okay, they'll put the shooter in. And like I said, I don't know who he was guarding, but he wasn't guarding anybody on that basketball court, and therein lies your problem.
Yep.
On the other side, your calls at 800-878-PLAY, and a further look into the Hawks' 89-72 dismantling of the Celtics. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto staying with the theme out in the West Coast. We appreciate that. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at Span56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA.
Yeah, well, on this 420...
We're staying with an intoxication theme. I sent Robert a text and said, see what clips you can find with any level of I'm high on it.
It's funny. One of the things I go to the, you know, if you click on the trending and, you know, it's right, 420 right. is trending. I love when you go there, one of the first pictures is actually a picture of broccoli. I'm like, okay, somebody getting even. And saying it doesn't always have to be about herb, but whatever.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. I'm actually on the Happy 420 page on Twitter.
Okay.
421, and it's the last one on the right. You know, they always put that block of like 7 or 8 pictures at the very top, photos. 421, National Surprise Drug Test Day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you have a brain in your head, not so much surprise if you have a brain in your head. But again, if you're frying your brain, okay.
Get a diluting agent. It worked so well for Josh Gordon. But
yeah. Hey, no.
Nobody's wise to those things.
Absolutely not. Hey, you know, do you remember back in the LIE days when who the hell was the guy that got caught with the Wizinator?
Oh, the football player.
Yeah.
He went to University of Oregon, I think, and played for the Minnesota Vikings. And for his name escapes me.
That was outstanding.
Yes.
I thought that was one of the great products ever invented.
It hasn't gained much momentum, though, because...
Well, they figured it out pretty quick, you know. Yeah. But they made their money and got out of the business, I think. I don't even think you can find it anymore. But I thought the whole concept of an artificial penis with freeze-dried pee was just a brilliant idea.
Probably thought up from a bunch of guys that celebrate 420.
Yeah.
And you figure out the rest.
You get a drug test? Boy, do we have you covered.
Yeah, there you go. Not so much, but that said, it was worth a shot.
Well, after all, he did get caught. So.
Yeah, well, I can't remember his name. It'll come to me at some point, or I'll be forced to look it up. But I believe it was a running back, University of Oregon,
played for
the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
Those are the three things I remember, and his name is not coming to me.
All right.
But I'll look it up during the break, and I'll get it out there because I'm sure people want the answer.
Absolutely.
That said, diving back into the NBA playoffs, and you can weigh in, 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at Span56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByLineUSA. We were talking about the Hawks dismantling of the Boston Celtics, 89-72. Atlanta holds serve at home, takes a 2-0 lead in this best-of-7 first-round NBA playoff matchup. You know, really, when you look at this game, Bob, after the first 6 minutes, there was very little to watch. You know, Atlanta went out. They could not miss for the first 6 minutes. They couldn't miss a basket, and Boston couldn't buy one.
Ontario Smith.
Okay, that's it. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Was I right about the University of Oregon?
That I don't know, but I do know he played
at the Minnesota Vikings, amongst other places.
Yep.
But so now we know Ontario Smith, the Wizinator. Yep. That's right. We had a lot of fun with that almost 15 years ago.
Indeed.
That said, I mean, the first 6 minutes were the story in this game. You know, Atlanta couldn't miss. Boston couldn't buy a bucket. I mean, when I say they couldn't buy a bucket, they were missing bunnies. They were missing open threes. They were missing everything. And the proof's in the pudding. 7 first-quarter points, which is a playoff record low for points in a quarter during the shot clock era. You know, but I guess the bottom line, when you go 3 for 23 from the field, 0 for 6 from deep, and you have 6 shots blocked in a quarter, 7 points is about what you could expect.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and really, after the first 6 minutes, Atlanta's offense wasn't particularly good. They were hitting everything. Carver shook off his playoff malaise. You know, you had Horford hitting a couple of threes as well. And the offense really for Jeff Teague doing what Jeff Teague does with lobs and pick and roll stuff. And really for the first 6 minutes of the game, Atlanta stormed out to this huge lead, almost a 20-point lead.
Right.
And really from there, it was just kind of a slog fest. The Celtics, Atlanta stopped hitting. The Celtics kind of pulled back within 10 at some point in the second quarter. It looked like they were starting to reel Atlanta in. And that was as close as they got, as this one stayed a double-digit lead for the Hawks all the way through. And the Celtics really could never get the offense right and really could never threaten the slice any more into that lead than they did early second quarter against the Hawks.
Yeah, no question about it. Apt description. I mean, look, it was shock and awe in the first quarter. Game was really over in the first quarter. because from then on, it was a standoff. You know, Boston picked up a couple of points by halftime. They stood off in the third quarter. And then Boston was trying to dig out of the hole in the rest of the way. And it went to the same margin at the end of the game that it was after the first quarter. You know, they just didn't have an answer. And when you're playing, as we were talking about, at the beginning of the game, Brad Stevens rolled the dice, and I'd be very surprised to see Smart in the starting lineup again come Boston. You can't play 4-on-5 basketball. You just can't do it. You know, and you mentioned Kelly Olynyk, and any opportunity they would have had to involve him offensively went by the boards because he was hurt too.
Yeah, he's dealing with a shoulder issue. He was a game-time decision, and
right.
Some expected him to play, some didn't. I wasn't sure where it stood, but come game time, we didn't see Kelly Olynyk, and that hurts them on two fronts as well. Everybody talks about Avery Bradley's defense, but amongst the front court defenders, Kelly Olynyk, you wouldn't think so, but he's their best front court defender.
Yes, he is.
You know, he's good on the interior. He's able to block some shots, and he's able to play tough post defense without picking up fouls. And he's athletic enough to go out and close out on stretch big players and contest those outside shots as well. So you're a Boston Celtics team that really thrives on the defensive end of the floor because you have limited offensive personnel, and we've talked about that. And you lose probably your two best defenders.
Yeah.
So, you know, when push comes to shove, it's really an uphill battle. You lost two of your best defenders and two of your key offensive pieces. As far as the offensive piece in particular, it's Avery Bradley. Because without Avery Bradley in the game, so much goes on Isaiah Thomas. So much attention goes on Isaiah Thomas that he really had an uphill battle in this one to be efficient offensively. And him and Amir Johnson alone are nowhere near enough to help you beat a capable playoff team. And they weren't in this one. Amir Johnson quietly had a very, very nice night. But Amir Johnson and Isaiah Thomas are not going to be enough for you to beat a capable playoff team like the Atlanta Hawks. They're also by themselves not going to be enough for you to dig out of a 20-point hole.
Yeah, no
question. That's really the bottom line.
It.
When you get down close to 20 or 20-plus in the first 6 minutes, you're down 17 after the first quarter because, to be blunt about it, Atlanta was on their way to like a 40-point first quarter, and literally after the first 6 minutes, they couldn't buy a bucket either. And then from there, the rest of the way, this was two teams who really had an ugly offensive game, but Atlanta had done enough in the first 6 minutes, and Boston had no answers that even after they reeled it into within 10 and couldn't get any closer than that, it was just back and forth. Let's space it out a little bit. Let's space it out a little further. And from there, it was just, you know, 89-72. After the first 6 minutes, or specifically, as you said, really after the first quarter, not a whole heck of a lot happened. And it was an ugly game for both teams offensively when you look at the final numbers. But what Atlanta did in those first 6 minutes was enough that with Boston's limitations, they had no chance in closing this gap.
No question about it. And, you know, Stevens was coaching his ass off. He was trying every combination of player. You tried big ball, small ball. You know, they were limited with the size because of Olynyk. They don't have enough there, Joe, when a couple of key guys go down, and that's what we were discussing. You know, and look, I'm not writing them off yet. I think it's going to be an uphill battle and, you know, all the cliches, and we talk about it. You don't lose the series until you lose at home. But the flaw on this Boston team is readily apparent. And Ainge is going to have to deal with it. You know, they've got that Brooklyn pick this year. And where it lands, and, you know, they've got other picks as well. Where it lands, how they end up packaging, who they decide to go after, what they're able to do in free agency. He's got to really sort it out and get one or two more truly impact guys on this basketball team, or they're going to end up treading water like the Utah Jazz did. Forever. They're going to tease you over and over and over again.
I think that's a great point because while this team plays hard, they buy in. They're one of the few teams in the NBA where the coach, as opposed to the star player, is the identity. They're short on talent.
Yeah.
They get the most out of what they have, and that'll get you to a point in a regular season where you'll be a 4, 5, 6 seed within your conference. You'll get to the playoffs. But then when everybody matches your intensity, it's an uphill battle for you to compete, especially if you lose anybody off that roster due to injury.
Yep. So that and that's said, exactly what happened.
I think you're exactly right. In the offseason, you're going to have a ton of money to spend in free agency. You're going to have your own first-round draft pick. You're going to have the Nets lottery pick as well. You're in a great position to upgrade the talent on this roster in a major way and pick and choose some guys that you want, because what you want to do is be sure to upgrade the talent on this roster without upsetting the chemistry. And that's a big issue, and I think that's something we should quickly discuss on the other side, because with a team like this, where there is no star power, it's not like a star can rein in a new free agent or draftee and keep them in line. The personality is of the coach. So you got to be real careful in the talent you bring in that it could upset the chemistry and really send this thing spiraling in the wrong direction. We'll attack that next before we go on to the nightcap of the two games in the NBA playoffs last night. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking to some Atlanta and Celtics, and we're talking about the fact that, you know, the Celtics, for all they've achieved, and I think you made a great point in the previous segment, Joe. Oh, by the way, Ontario Smith did go to Oregon.
I knew I remembered. I couldn't remember the name, but I remembered the college career and the NFL career.
There you go.
But okay, good.
And that's it. again, you know, you hit a certain plateau. And I think a better comparison, I threw Utah out there, and that's not really a good one. I'll take it back to what Atlanta was always treading water.
There you go. I think that's a better analogy. In the Mike Woodson years, where they basically spent the better part of a decade as somewhere between the 4 and 7 seed in the Eastern Conference. At their best, they'd win a round in the playoffs, and at their worst, they'd go out in the first round. But they made the playoffs every year.
Right.
But they weren't truly a threat to go anywhere beyond the Eastern Conference semifinals at best.
Yeah. A better description, I think. I that was more accurate. Utah was better than that. But the reality is, and I thought you made a great point about the chemistry. But in thinking about it on the break, you know, Brad Stevens, with the fact that Danny Ainge will have his back as long as necessary, because if they ever decided to get rid of Brad Stevens, he would name his own price in another organization. There's maybe only one other coach in the NBA who could do that, and that's Kerr. You know, Pop ain't going anywhere. That's why I didn't even throw him in there. But you know, they are probably.
I think he's on his last job, don't you?
Yeah, but honestly, the two of them are probably the only two coaches in the NBA that, if they got shown the door in any way, shape, or form, or decided to leave on their own, would name their own price on the next job.
I'm starting to think Luke Walton could also name his own price.
Yeah, well, you know,
except for anybody but the Knicks.
Well, we'll have a discussion about that, but you know, look, I'm not ready to quite put Luke Walton's bust in Springfield. You know what I'm saying?
But I know exactly what you're saying. It's a little premature. I get it. I get it. But you do understand where I'm going. I'm not saying
absolutely
that the chemistry is going to undermine us. And Brad Stevens is the face of this basketball team. The problem is, if you bring in the wrong, and it's more of a problem here. Because, hey, let's say San Antonio, when they add pieces. Well, Tim Duncan's there. And, well, I listen to Pop, and look at all this hardware, and look at where I'm headed. So guess what? You're going to listen to Pop, and everybody falls in line. Because things might have been different for Pop had it been a more mercurial superstar, a pair of superstars, than, say, David Robinson and Tim Duncan.
No question.
That being the case, he's had great success. Much like in New England, we talk about Tom Brady. If Bill Belichick had a more mercurial superstar quarterback, things might have been a little bit different. That said, Brad Stevens, you know, there is no superstar, true superstar on that roster. We both love Isaiah Thomas, but he's not that true superstar in the vein of Kevin Durant, LeBron James, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, in their effort to reshape the roster in the offseason and bring in more talent, they have to be a little careful about the mix. Because you could upset a chemistry here that makes the whole so much greater than the sum of its parts. And the way this team becomes an elite team is the whole continues to be greater than the sum of the parts. You just get the parts to be that much better so right. That when the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, it's every bit as good as Cleveland, Toronto, Golden State, and San Antonio.
Yep.
And they have the opportunity this offseason to do just that with the lottery pick. With the ton of money in free agency, the fact that everybody loves to play for Coach Stevens, and the fact that Boston's a big market.
No question about it. And you know, the opportunity will be there for them to wheel and deal. You know, there are going to be teams that are going to want to get back into the first round, the Knicks being one of them. You know, I'm sure they would love to get back into the first round. How they go about it remains to be seen. But, you know, it's funny, Joe, you talk about mix and making sure the right guy comes in and all that kind of good stuff. We talked about the possibility of a guy like a Hassan Whiteside going west and how he could fit into Golden State. Man, there's a guy right there that would fit into the Celtics and solve a whole bunch of ills right off the bat.
With defensive focus, the legit five, instead of having to play the undersized Jared Sullinger, who's a nice player and is actually having a better NBA career than I thought. I liked him very much in college, but I always worry about those 6'8", 6'9", wide body guys with bad backs that lack a little bit of explosiveness on the next level. He's
compensated for it.
He's exceeded my expectations, but would you not agree on a real elite NBA team? If he's coming off the bench as a 4 or 5 and playing about 20-odd minutes a night, you're much better served than having him as your starting center?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, a perfect example is last night. The guy played 14 minutes.
Right.
And he was overmatched. They had to get him out of there. He just couldn't deal with what was going on the court. He wasn't scoring. And so they had to get him out. You know, now look, in a proper situation.
Hassan Whiteside. Yeah. And now you've got something at the five. All of a sudden, you got a defensive stopper at the five. You've got a defensive stopper on the perimeter with Avery Bradley. Kelly Olynyk stays, and he continues to play his role as a second-unit defensive stopper. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, your defense got that much better. Whiteside's continued growth as an offensive player makes him a legit threat. And with this group that doesn't have the star power of some of the others, he's able to expand his scoring opportunities as well. You add another piece through the draft. If the ping pong balls fall right, you're getting a Ben Simmons or a Brandon Ingram.
That's
and
it.
You're incredibly dangerous. And then you have two other draft picks in what is a less than great draft, and perhaps you can help your bench or, as you said, package the two of them, move up, package the two of them, move out. You've got all kinds of options. They have all kinds of opportunities to make this roster much better. They just have to make sure they mix the right people in. And I think with the lack of a superstar and the team taking on the personality of the coach instead of the star player, they have to be a little more careful than many teams would in this situation.
Yeah, well, I'll disagree with you a little bit there because of what I said at the very beginning. I think Brad Stevens, although he doesn't have the rings yet, because of the backing of management and the fact they're not going to let this guy go.
Oh, I don't think they let him go. I'm just talking about results.
I think regardless of results,
he could stay.
No,
he's
but
that
let me
kind
finish.
Of coach, and then they'd clean everything out and start again.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I think if you get somebody that comes in, and look, these guys all have egos. But I think no matter who they bring in, whether it's a Whiteside, you know, name the guy, or even the kid coming out of college, you know, because these guys, you know, Simmons evidently was a bit of a handful down at LSU. You bring him in, he's going to have to buy in. And if he doesn't, they'll adjust accordingly. You know, they won't end up being in a bad situation because he commands it in the locker room and he's got the backing of management on top of it. So when they walk in the door, I'm not as worried about the combustibility as you are. I think that takes care of itself when he walks into the locker room, no matter who he may be, unless you just get a total a-hole.
Then the job got even maybe a little bit easier. I just think it's a little bit of a unique situation, and I have to tread with just a little bit of caution.
No, I get it. I get it. I can understand why you're thinking that way.
But I'll tell you what. You know, and you mentioned the top of the draft, and you mentioned Ben Simmons being a handful at LSU. To me, he was such a handful in a non-positive way that in my mind, Brandon Ingram has eclipsed him as the number one overall pick. And I know this is kind of a sacrilege to say, but there were some things I saw about Ben Simmons that don't lead me to believe that he has the LeBron James-like career that so many speculated that he might have when he headed to LSU. The biggest one is that deferential nature down the stretch. I don't know. You like SEC sports.
Yeah.
And you like even SEC basketball, and you've touted the conference for a while. I don't know how much LSU basketball you watched.
Quite a bit, actually.
If you looked at a lot of their games, last 5 minutes, who was taking all the big shots?
It wasn't him.
No, who was it? It was Tim Quarterman.
It was
Tim Quarterman, their point guard, who ended up leading that team down the stretch. Blakeney, the freshman, who's going to be a very special player in college, was another guy taking a lot of shots. Those were the two guys taking a lot of the shots down the stretch, and it was Ben Simmons deferring to really, in particular, Tim Quarterman, who would end up leading that team down the stretch, and there'd be entire possessions where Ben Simmons never touched the ball. Now, players that are going to be superstars on the NBA level, you know what they do? Especially in a college situation like that. And don't get me wrong, Tim Quarterman's going to play in the NBA. He's a very talented player, lacks consistency. And Blakeney is a very special player on the college level. And he'll stick around college for a couple of years and end up getting drafted in the first round. He's a terrific shooter and will be a terrific shooting guard on perhaps the NBA level as well. That said, what a Ben Simmons does is when he goes in, he takes the ball and says, listen, this is my team. Get on my back. I'm going to carry us home. You don't ask a Tim Quarterman to carry you home while you kind of stand around and run away from the basketball. I mean, there were entire trips where he never touched the ball. He never went and got the ball. I mean, I watched a bunch of those games down the stretch, and I'm like, forget the fact that he never took a shot. There were entire possessions where he never touched a basketball and didn't seem all that upset about it. So for me, that doesn't equate to Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant-type superstar. That equates to stat stuffer guy, will make a bunch of all-star games, but he's that guy I always talk about in less than glowing terms. Big spot late in the game, he's running away from the basketball and saying, don't throw it to me. I don't want to have to take that big shot, so I'd rather take Brandon Ingram.
No question about it. And, Joe, the other aspect of it, too, and this is where stats can be deceiving. You know, the kid shot the field goal percentage at 560, right? A lot of that work came on the inside, and he's able to use his body at 6'10", but he's pretty lean at 225. Can he exploit matchups in the small forward position? Yes, but he does not have a particularly good outside shot. It's
but that
okay.
Can come in time. I don't worry about things like that. You can teach a guy how to shoot.
Hey, we were just talking about Marcus Smart. He's the exception to the rule.
If Jason Kidd can learn how to shoot and become a good shooter on the NBA level, because I don't remember a guy who shot in college at the point guard position worse than him. So if you could teach a Jason Kidd how to shoot and become and have him late in his career actually become a three-point specialist, you could teach anybody how to shoot an outside jump shot.
Yeah, but what I'm doing here is piggybacking the thought process of if you're running away from the basketball, you know, and like I said, he was all accounts, he was a real handful. You know, is the work ethic going to be there? Is he willing to drain 400 shots in the gym every day to make sure that the outside shot improves? Or will he just be content to be a above average, very good NBA basketball player who, as you said, stuffs the stat sheets, maybe makes a couple of all-star teams, but really isn't one of those?
I think he would make more than that. I think it would be guys like us who look a little deeper who realize that he's not truly elite.
And that's what I'm saying, who ends up not being one of those impact guys, but is content to collect a paycheck. You know, a lot of indications are that may end up being the case. He's going to have to do some selling when he goes in and interviews with these GMs to try to convince them to take him number one.
I'll tell you what.
Well, once the ping pong balls are established.
Don't be shocked if Brandon Ingram's taken first.
Oh, I know. I could agree more.
You know, I know he's a little skinny, but he's definitely got a position. He can shoot the three on the NBA level.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big wingspan. He's a good athlete. He's not the athlete on the level of Simmons. But there's a lot to his game. He can facilitate the offense of others. He can lead the offense. There's not that much other than a little maturity, fill out the body. You know, this is what happens when a guy goes to college for a year. He's still a boy as opposed to a man.
Yep.
He'll fill out into a man, and he'll be a hell of a player. And if I had that number one overall pick, I'm taking Brandon Ingram over Ben Simmons. I know it's a sacrilege to say, but it's how I feel. We'll tie a bow around a great hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Well, roll. Yeah, absolutely, man. This is some stuff. I hope he finds Tally. I sent a Tally there a long time ago. I don't think it's ever been used.
But, Scotty probably didn't know what it was.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You should have
sent them Tally in black and white. Then he would have known.
Yeah, no, I catch you. Yeah, and in capital letters. Yeah.
In black and white and in capital letters. And what is it, cinema noir that he likes to watch?
Yeah, yeah. Cinema noir. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Should have told him it was a cinema. It was a classic cinema noir clip in animation.
That's it. Exactly right.
Now he's going to listen to this and say, stop making fun of me.
Stop making fun of me.
Exactly. But, you know, to kind of wrap this up and, you know, talking about Ben Simmons versus Brandon Ingram, we did go off the rails here and we'll get it back on focus in the second hour. The realities are, you look at numbers, the numbers are fine because I pulled up the numbers, 19 points, 12 rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
Five assists, two steals. You know, numbers are great, you know. And if you didn't watch, you're saying, well, why would you be lukewarm on Ben Simmons? Well, if you watch down the stretch, and I talked about it, I watched a lot of their games. Tim Quarterman, who's going to be an NBA player, but he's not Ben Simmons, he was the guy who was in charge yep. down the stretch. Antonio Blakeney was taking a lot of those big shots. Well, again, they're both nice players. I expect both, in particularly Quarterman, to play on the NBA level. But when you're Ben Simmons, you go take the ball. You can't not touch it. So give me Brandon Ingram, his high basketball IQ, his sweet stroke, and some of the other assets that he has. Give him to me over Ben Simmons. That's my number one overall pick. It'll be intriguing to see what happens with whoever has that number one overall pick and which way they go and if they have the courage to not take Ben Simmons.
And there you go. Like I said, I think he's going to have to do some selling in that boardroom.
Well, that's a wrap for hour one. Hour two, more NBA and some UFC and a bunch of other stuff. But now we're going to step aside for the news here on Sports Byline and then come back at you with hour two, the Spano and Black Attack.
You
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump sounding like they're now the inevitable presidential nominees after big wins in the New York primary. Clinton running up a 15 percentage point win over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says this solidifies her bid for the Democratic nomination.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch and victory is in sight.
Donald Trump, meantime, racking up more than 60% of the Republican vote, saying he's got the GOP nomination just about wrapped up.
We don't have much of a race anymore, based on what I'm seeing on television. Senator Cruz is just about mathematically eliminated.
Ohio Governor John Kasich coming in second with 25%. Bernie Sanders heading home to Vermont for the day to rest after his weeks of campaigning. Houston schools back open today after heavy rains and flooding canceled classes, killing at least seven people. This is USA Radio News.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's here, Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes, Kohl's. Select styles, see store at Kohl's.com for details.
Viacom warning Dish Network subscribers that they might lose a couple networks tonight. The two companies negotiating for several months about which Viacom networks Dish would carry and for how much. The president saying he hopes more U.S. troops in Iraq will help their forces retake a major city from ISIS. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
My expectation is that by the end of the year, we will have created the conditions whereby Mosul will eventually fall.
President Obama telling CBS this morning they're making progress against ISIS, but the uptick in troops is needed, he says.
We're not doing the fighting ourselves, but when we provide training, when we provide special forces who are backing them up, when we are gaining intelligence, working with the coalitions that we have, what we've seen is that we can continually tighten the noose.
It'll bring the total number of U.S. forces in Iraq to about 4,100.
Illinois is a step closer to letting people have small amounts of marijuana. The Senate overwhelmingly approving a bill to decriminalize a small amount of the drug. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
President Obama will be in Saudi Arabia today for a security summit with leaders from a half dozen Arabian Peninsula states. The meeting comes at a time of rising tensions between Washington and the Saudi kingdom. The White House moving yesterday to ease some of that tension. The president's spokesman, Josh Earnest, strongly hinted that Obama would veto a bill to allow Americans to sue Saudi Arabia over the 9/11 terrorist attacks. A magnitude 6.1 earthquake being reported near the coast of already earthquake-ravaged Ecuador. It was initially reported as a magnitude 6.2, then downgraded to 6.1. The event comes just days after a massive 7.8 quake hits the South American nation, killing over 400 people. Well, people who are lonely and isolate themselves face a higher risk of heart disease and stroke. Here is USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Research finds that social isolation increases the risk by about 30%. The same level that anxiety and job stress would place on the heart. Loneliness has previously been linked to a weakened immune system, high blood pressure, as well as premature death. Experts suggest that interacting with people through social media could help. Results of this study out of Great Britain are being published in this month's journal. This is you.
And life expectancy among white Americans is on the decline. Experts point to higher rates of drug overdoses as the reason. New federal data finds that life expectancy dropping from 78.9 years in 2013 down to 78.8 years in 2014. This is USA Radio News, powered by USAradio.com.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny.
Yeah, that works. That works. I kind of wondered about that one, if it was going to make an appearance. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. But it's all about radio on the go. We love to talk about it. Joe's got all the devices. I love the platforms. And I love the fact that in this modern day and age, radio doesn't have to be in black and white.
It sure doesn't, Bob. You can take it with you on the go on devices or big or small as you'd like. And there are a number of ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you. So let's talk about them all. And let's start by talking about the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I don't know what award it is, but I've heard it's the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check all that and more out at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, be they Apple, be they PC, be they Android. Or you can simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. App versatility, you can download it to any device you can think of. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. Never forget Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other terrific programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Indeed they do. Proud to be a part of it and will be for a long, long time.
On the other side, we'll quickly set the table for hour number two and start rolling through things here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you'd like to weigh in, 800-878-PLAY will get you through, or on Twitter at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline USA. We'll tip off hour two right after this.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog, and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer convenient delivery to your job or work site to help you keep your crews focused on the job instead of running around for supplies like roofing shingles. And now for a limited time, you can take advantage of our Pro Appreciation event and save 20% on an entire pallet of in-stock roofing shingles, now through April 22nd. You can even have them delivered. See the Lowe's Pro Desk in-store or go to lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Ontario Smith bringing us back now. Maybe not. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We've been having a lot of fun today, my friend, haven't we?
Not bad. Yeah, we've dove into a number of different topics and done what we do a lot of times. We take the sports news of the day, we take a sharp right turn, and dive into areas many of you wouldn't expect. But I think we're through talking Boston Celtics, Atlanta Hawks. The only thing I can tell you, Game 5 is Friday in Boston. Boston, unless they get everybody healthy, they're in for a real uphill battle, and Avery Bradley's not going to be healthy. There's a chance Kelly Olynyk will play on Friday, and that'll help a little bit. Being at home will help a little bit more. I just don't know that they have enough to topple Atlanta. And I have a feeling without Avery Bradley, I'm not saying it's going to be a short series, but I'm comfortable in saying 5 or 6 games Atlanta moves on and advances based on everything I've seen thus far.
Yeah, I can't see Boston really being able to get out of this. I can certainly see them winning this next game just because of the fact they'll have the home court. Stevens is terrific as a coach. It will propel them back into it, technically speaking, but I just don't think depth-wise they can get it done in this first round because of that key injury.
Well said, Bob. What do you say? In this hour, we're going to talk a little more NBA. We'll kind of wrap up the second of the two matchups from last night. We'll take a quick look ahead to tonight's action. Then we want to roll into the UFC and talk about some of the issues that they're dealing with, and I think they're major issues with the alleged retirement of Conor McGregor. UFC 200 up, is now in peril. So we'll talk about all of that before we get out the door, and everybody can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY if they'd like, or on Twitter at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. Well, let's go to the second of the two scintillating basketball games last night in the NBA playoffs.
The hair on my arms was standing up.
Yeah, for about the first 3 minutes. Spurs rout the Grizzlies 94-68, take a 2-0 lead in this series, and it's just a matter of when. Honestly, I'd be shocked if this went any more than 4. I just don't see how Memphis wins a game. And I know what everybody's saying. But, Joe, Bob, you always tell us a playoff series doesn't start until the home team loses a game. Well, that'll happen soon enough, soon as this thing goes. That'll happen on Friday night when this thing goes back to Memphis. The thing of it is, Memphis limped into the playoffs. They are all banged up. No Mike Conley, no Marc Gasol. Big problem. It's all about Zach Randolph as an elite offensive talent. He can't do it alone. And when you play a good defensive team like San Antonio, they won't allow a guy like Zach Randolph to do it alone. He struggles again, 11 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. With Memphis and the dearth of talent that they have on that roster right now, that kind of stat line is not going to get it done. The only way Memphis wins games in this series is if they get a Paul George-like performance from Zach Randolph. Now, when you look at Toronto and Indiana, and you look at Indiana's roster, outside of Paul George, there's not that many great players. Memphis is in worse shape due to their injuries. But every once in a while, like in Game 1, Paul George can have, even by his standards, an out-of-body experience and be enough to will Indiana to a victory. Well, the chances for Memphis to win a game or games in this series is an out-of-body experience from Zach Randolph and San Antonio playing about as bad as they can play. Now, a couple of things. I haven't seen that there's an ability for him to have that out-of-body experience because there's nobody else on the court for Memphis that San Antonio needs to pay much attention to as it relates to guarding them.
Right.
And number two, Pop will not allow this team to lose focus. I mean, they were up 20-plus in this one, calls a timeout in the fourth quarter, and he's yelling at them about defensive intensity and being sloppy with the basketball.
Yeah.
That's Pop.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
we're,
Pop.
We're
that's
never
exactly
happy.
Right.
Nothing is good enough. No matter what you guys do, you dominate this game from stem to stern, and it was over really at halftime. San Antonio up 11 at the end of the first quarter as Memphis puts up a scintillating 11 points in quarter number one. Memphis is down 14 at the half, and really with their lack of firepower, there's no looking back for the San Antonio Spurs as they really cruise. They get everybody rest in the fourth quarter, and they just cruise to a 94-68 victory that could not have been easier for the San Antonio Spurs.
You know, I'll tell you something. Right now, Memphis is my favorite basketball team on the planet, and I'll tell you why. Because everything you need to know about what's going on with Memphis is stated in their starting lineup. Jordan Farmar, Zach Randolph, Matt Barnes, Chris Anderson, and Vince Carter. Out of those five, who doesn't belong is why? And why? The only legitimate starter is Zach Randolph. Everybody else is either too old, not talented enough, or just doesn't belong in a starting lineup on a quality NBA basketball team. Maybe Matt Barnes. But there's nothing else going on. The fact they're even in the playoffs is a testament to their coaching staff and the roster itself that they were willing to grind it out when their two best players, or really two of their three best players, fell to injury. And as you said, they're going up against the San Antonio team. I mean, when San Antonio had this matchup, they must have, not that they'd ever admit it, but they must have been celebrating in the locker room going, thank God, we got the team. We
you
got
know they
the
wouldn't
team.
Admit it.
Of
yeah.
course
You know
not.
They wouldn't admit
not.
It, but they also know, and Pop will not allow them to
no,
be at all
not.
Comfortable. Like I said, that timeout in the fourth quarter says it all.
Well, no, absolutely.
Guys, but what are you doing? You know, you're not guarding anybody, and these were the reserves in the game because all the starters had been pulled.
Oh,
and you
no
turned the ball over
it.
Too much. And he was riding them as if it was early in the game and the outcome was somehow in doubt.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, and you mentioned Zach Randolph, and, you know, he's having to have an out-of-body experience. You know,
I like that one.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's a great analogy. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that when you look at the San Antonio team, granted, it's a group effort, it's a collective and everything else. But if you're going to point at strength, particular strength on this basketball team, it's all in the front court. You know, the depth is there. It's Aldridge and Leonard and Duncan and Dion and David West. And, you know, I mean, these guys, I left out Marjanovic. Yeah, you know, these are guys that they can just throw waves of bodies at Zach Randolph and just say, okay, Z-Bo, good luck with that. Ain't going to happen.
And not the least of which is the two-time defensive player of the year in Kawhi Leonard, who can guard anybody on the planet pretty much.
No question about it. But they're coming at him in waves.
Yeah.
You know, I don't – how can you expect him to do anything? I mean, he might, But how can you expect them to do anything?
Right. You know? Even anything is not enough. It's really got to be that Paul George-like effort. If you remember game one, Indiana-Toronto, it was the perfect storm.
Right.
Toronto couldn't shoot the ball. Lowry and DeRozan were lousy. Valanciunas was in foul trouble, and the stat line didn't reflect the lack of impact that he made on the game.
Right.
And Paul George, basically, it was his effort was incredible. Not only scoring the ball, facilitating the offense of others, rebounding, he was amazing. You look in game two, he was still tremendous at an all-star level, but he wasn't immortal. He was a human being. Lowry played better. The defense played better for Toronto, and Toronto wins game two. In order for Memphis to even have a chance to win these games, Zach Randolph can't just do something. You know, he's got to go for 30-plus. He's got to grab 20 rebounds. He's got to be efficient on offense. San Antonio has to turn the ball over 20-plus times and take the night off on defense and allow some of these other suspect players, as far as their quality within a starting lineup, to have decent nights. I don't think all of those things happen. No. I mean, when you see how far removed from having a chance to win Memphis is in this one, and a couple of things really illustrate it. You scored 68 points in an entire playoff game. It's a low in team history, but it's a low. You can't win basketball games scoring 68 points in four quarters. You can't win when you shoot 33% from the field, 56% from the line, and 2-for-14 from three. And that's really the bottom line here, Bob.
Yep.
Those are numbers that won't get it done.
Nothing to disagree with. You know, the one difference between that and Paul George is we get up against it. At least Paul George had a legitimate starting lineup around him.
Very true. We'll kind of wrap this game up on the other side and move on to all that UFC talk that I've been wanting to get to right after this very short timeout.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Any last thoughts on Memphis, San Antonio?
Well, like I said, the focus of the Spurs, they're not going to let up on the Memphis Grizzlies, and this one is going to be a very short series. I don't think there's any doubt. Where I want to give the Grizzlies some credit before we move on is, unlike the Houston Rockets, Memphis is just overmatched due to injury. They do fight hard. They put everything they have out there on the basketball court. I watched the Houston Rockets and their lack of effort on defense, and I say, well, this team mailed it in for the playoffs, and you usually don't see that, which is why that there's going to be major changes in Houston. And it was something I talked about yesterday. Not only did they mail it in, it was a you know, they look at, if you look at that game two with Houston against Golden State, no Steph Curry, no problem for Golden State.
Right.
It really didn't matter, number one. Number two, on paper, you have an advantage that you can clearly exploit, and that's Dwight Howard going against Andrew Bogut and Festus Ezeli, right? On paper, that's a sizable advantage for the Houston Rockets, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, when you watch the game, you tell me who played better. Andrew Bogut,
yeah,
declining health, you know, a guy who really has to be managed and limited at this point in his career, got the best of Dwight Howard,
yeah,
in a playoff matchup where Houston was playing a Golden State team that didn't have Steph Curry. There's just such a difference in the malaise that Houston is going through in their playoff run and how they're trying to go through the motions and actually think they have a chance to stand up to Golden State. While the Grizzlies, and I really want to give them credit, they got no talent out there. We talked about it.
Right.
But they fight hard, and they don't go away easy. Look at game one. They got nothing out there. I mean, there are CYO teams that could beat the Grizzlies right now, and yet they managed to hang in there and stay within 11 at halftime. You know, so they're fighting. They're doing everything they can. They're bereft of talent, Bob. There's no way to describe it.
Oh, there's no question about it. But you raise a great point. I wanted to explore this a little bit. And you know, you talk about Bogut and Ezeli being able to take advantage of Dwight Howard. And you describe Bogut as, you know, he's an aging center that has to be managed because of his health and everything else. You know, I know he's going to opt out. But if you're a GM, I put Dwight Howard into that same category now. You know, he can give you – he's not quite as far along the food trail or down the trail, I should say, as Bogut is. But
if you watch game two,
But the same thing is happening. He'll give you a certain level of offense on given nights. He cannot defend anymore. And that's one of the big illusions. You know, oh, Dwight Howard, he's still a great defender. No, he's not. Watch the basketball game. He can't move anymore. He still rebounds because of his bulk and the fact he's actually learned how to position rebound to a certain degree. But his game is extremely limited. And there are, I you know, off the top of my head, there's 8 to 10 centers in this league that I would take over him.
Sure.
And I'm not going to commit that kind of money to him. And then, you know, you mentioned the going through the motions and everything else. And I think that's where we need to talk about James Harden a little bit, Joe. And it's funny because when he was part of the big three in Oklahoma City before they had to basically let him go because of finances, mm-hmm. He was reined in to a certain degree. You know, like or don't like Russell Westbrook, his passion for winning is out on the court every single night. He will do anything to win a basketball game. Kevin Durant, the quiet assassin, but you know, when he steps on the court, he's the best player on the court 99.9% of the time. That commands respect within the locker room. And James Harden was a young guy trying to establish himself in the league. He goes to Houston. He comes up small the first time around in the playoffs. Then you and I spoke about the fact that, okay, he made the adjustment. He did play a very good playoff group of playoff series last year. But there's something missing. The lack of commitment to defense. The lack of being able to make his teammates better, although he does pass the ball very well. It's still the James Harden show. There's something missing there, and it contributes to the overall malaise of this roster. On paper, they should be a much better team than they are. They don't put out the effort. The organization itself seems to be in a level of disarray. And they got to figure out what they're going to be going forward and whether or not James Harden is the guy that they can build this basketball team around.
Well, I think they will build around James Harden, but I think you can rest assured Daryl Morey's blowing this thing up. J.B. Bickerstaff is out, and don't kid yourself. You're going to make some other team a very good NBA head coach, but this franchise is a mess, and they're going to have to strip it down and rebuild it around James Harden. Because it's funny, last year they played when they went to the Western Conference Finals. Their improvement on the defensive end of the floor,
yep,
along with their very solid offense and their elite-level offense, was what propelled them to the 56-win season and the trip to the Western Conference Finals. Everybody expected them to build upon that. Well, what they did instead is not build upon that. The defense stepped back in a major way. The efficiency on offense stepped back in a,
yep,
major way. This is basically the same roster that won 56 games and went to the Western Conference Finals just one season ago. And when you look at them play, they don't look like the same team. So what's going to happen is Harden's your legit star, warts and all. You build around him. Dwight's dumb enough to opt out, which, hey, you want to opt out. I think you're going to be in for a very unpleasant surprise in free agency, because I think everything you said is true, except for one thing. All of a sudden, you opt out, and people say, yeah, I know there's a lot of money going around, but what's still the death knell of NBA teams? Bad contracts in the salary cap era. I don't know that anybody gives him the money he expects, and I think he's in for quite a surprise when the offers for $20-plus million a year over 4 years do not come, mm-hmm, for Dwight Howard. So I think he'll be sorry that he opted out, and I think the Houston Rockets will be able to breathe a great sigh of relief when he does, because they'll go out and try and rebuild that roster.
Yep, and will somebody be dumb enough to pay him? I don't know. I happen to agree with you. If I'm a GM sitting in a chair, ain't no way he's getting the kind of money that he thinks he's going to get.
There's 29 GMs. One of them's bound to be dumb enough, but
yeah,
I have a funny feeling.
More than likely.
I have a funny feeling, like you, the market's not going to be what he thinks it is. And I think he's in for, you know, I made that joke, but I think the realities are he's in for a very unpleasant surprise.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys like Hassan Whiteside hitting the market are going to get a lot more attention at the center position than Dwight Howard. And he's going to get, the guys like Whiteside are going to get the offers. You know, Boogie Cousins in the trade market in the offseason. And Dwight Howard's going to be left sitting there to sift through the garbage pail and take the offers that are left. But I don't know. I'll say it like this. There's 29 other GMs, one's bound to. But I think the realities are there's no $20-plus million offer forthcoming. Or he's going to be waiting a long time and it's going to be sifting through things. I think he's going to be very disappointed. And I don't think a GM bails him out by making that offer. And I think Dwight Howard's going to have to settle for what he's going to deem a very undervalued contract, but it's based on the fact that he doesn't have much left and he is not really an elite center anymore, especially with his limitations.
Yep, and, you know, again, if you're fool enough to write that check, you're going to pay the price down the line. But I do want to take it back to Harden, Joe. And you talked about the fact that Morey's going to build around him, which I agree with. I mean, I know they're going to do that. I'm not so sure that's the right thing to do. And again, an incredibly talented guy, but the more I look at what goes on in that locker room, the more I look at the fact that when it came, push came to shove and they had to get rid of one of the big three, it was James Harden they let go. When I look at the fact that here's a guy
that should surprise anybody.
Look at where they were in their respective careers. Oh, no, no, no.
I mean, that's the no-brainer aspect.
Look, I get it from the aspect of the way they were constructed. But, you know, look, Harden's an elite scorer that everybody thought was going to be one of the five best players in the league. He was evolving in that direction. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something missing. And I don't know if it's the dedication. I don't know if it's the me first. I don't know what it is because I'm not in the locker room. But there's something missing out of there because, as you said, this is a roster that's constituted almost exactly the same as last year. And yet there seems to be zero leadership coming from anybody in that locker room pushing these guys to get to the level where they were last year, where they were a threat to go to the NBA Finals. They packed it in.
Laying down like a rug.
Yeah.
And the Golden State Warriors are wiping their feet on them. That's the truth. That series goes back to Houston and nothing changes.
Yeah, and Dwight Howard diminishing skills, you know, I get that. It happens to basketball players, which is why I have to point my finger at James Harden.
Mm-hmm. Fair criticism, but I think, you know, it's hard to find true superstars in this league to build around. You have one in place, you're going to build around him. I think, you know, Daryl Morey's lots cast here. They're going to build around, for better or worse, warts and all, James Harden. And whether it works or not in the ever-changing Western Conference remains to be seen. But on the other side, Bob, I do want to get to tonight's action. We'll take a quick look at tonight's schedule. Then I want to roll into all the drama surrounding Conor McGregor and UFC 200. That's how we'll take you home next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Well, no, it's not, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Welcome back to the Attack. You know, Joe, every time I hear that Hotel Wiz commercial, it reminds me of being in Southern Jersey and, you know, standing next to a wall and somebody coming up to you and going, you know, you're loitering.
I'm not loitering, I'm sleeping. One of our less than fine moments in the history of life. Always funny. And a story we'll tell on another day as we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the fray. That number again to get involved, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And if you missed any portion of this edition of the Spano and Black Attack, you may be able to check it out on Best of Byline, 2-hour block, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, weekdays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, a second chance to catch all your favorites from earlier in the day. But make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, and we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline, Bob.
Yep, no question about it. Let's jump into the preview of the basketball games on the docket for tonight, starting with Charlotte and Miami. Miami just dominant in the first effort, at home again. I don't know if they caught Charlotte by surprise or Miami is just peaking at the right time, Joe, but I'll tell you what, I was damn impressed by what went on the other night.
Yep, very impressive game one. Truth of the matter, I don't expect to see that in game two. Both of these teams came into the playoffs red hot, and I expected this to be a competitive series from stem to stern. Miami jumped out, had that huge first quarter, and there was no looking back in game one, which was a blowout from beginning to end. I expect Charlotte to make this one tough on Miami. I don't know if they steal one at home on the road and really get this series started, but I certainly don't expect to see the blowout that we saw in game one. I think this will be competitive, and I think this will start to round into the series we all thought it was going to be going in. So I think that's going to be a fun watch. Big thing for Charlotte, you're a team built on defense. You had better play some in game two, or Bob, me, and everybody else will turn out to be wrong, and this will be an incredibly short series.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and specifically, let's point right at the production of Luol Deng, Joe. And, you know, I mentioned it when we were talking about the game the other day. You know, here's a guy, that they still list him at small forward, but the reality is he's playing a lot of power forward almost exclusively, and especially within the small lineup that Spoelstra utilizes a lot of the time. They don't have an answer for him right now. And he's exploiting it the same way Paul Pierce did when Pierce went to power forward with the Nets back when he's, you know, back a couple of years ago. That's the answer they have to come up with if they're going to make this competitive. Deng was incredibly impressive, much more so than he's been at the small forward position for Miami. And Charlotte and Clifford the Big Red Dog better come up with an answer. Otherwise, could end up being a short series.
Mm-hmm. We move on to the second of the Eastern Conference matchups. 8 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. Cleveland with the one game to none lead at home. They host Detroit. Detroit fought hard, played tough defense, had a couple of unusual stats. They shot the ball much more efficiently from three than they normally do, and they actually got bench contributions, which is not something that normally happens
right
with Detroit. They basically played just about the best game that they could, short of Andre Drummond being the normal Andre Drummond, and they still lost. I think Detroit will fight hard here. They'll compete. Stan Van Gundy's group is tough and gritty, much like he is. I think you'll get a couple of early fouls called on LeBron that could make this a little interesting as Stan Van Gundy paid the $25,000 fine, which he'll consider the price of doing business as he basically does a little gamesmanship and says and acts shocked that LeBron James would get the star treatment in an NBA playoff game from officials. That said, I think when you're all said and done, Cleveland's got a little too much. I think the intrigue here is just watching how that big three continues to function. If they can really get it clicking on all cylinders, like you talked about when we recapped this game after game one, they may be a handful for everybody, even more so than they already are. And Golden State, while everybody's already crowning them as the, or we'll say the winner of Golden State and San Antonio out west, while everybody's already crowning them as the NBA champions, whoever that may be, if Cleveland's big three continues to play like they did in game one, what we'll say is what Lee Corso always says, not so fast, my friend.
Yep, that's a very fair assessment. And as you said, Detroit played as good a game as they could possibly play. However, if they do keep it on that level and Drummond plays up to his level, they could steal a game. I don't know if it'll be tonight, but they could steal a game. And as you said with the big three, I mean, I want to see the reaction tonight now that they had one game where everybody was firing on all cylinders. You know, if I'm in that locker room, my thing right now is do it again. Nothing's a given in this league. Do it again. And let's show the league that we're coming and we want this title. That's
Tyronn
what they have
Lue
to
needs
do.
Tyronn Lue needs to give a little pop to them. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't ever be happy. Keep pushing for more.
Yeah, fair enough.
And finally, Western Conference matchup, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. Clippers lead this series one game to none. Game two, 10:30 Eastern time. They take on the Portland Trail Blazers, who they got smoked in game one. If they're going to have a fighting chance in this series, they got to win the battle in the backcourt, and they didn't do that. You know, Portland counts on two things, and it's what fuels their success. Their backcourt has an edge over your backcourt, and they go to the offensive glass and beat you up on the offensive boards.
Yeah.
Neither of those things happened in game one. For them to win any games within this series, they're going to have Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum get the best of Chris Paul and company in the backcourt for the Clippers, and they're going to have to win the battle on the offensive boards. If that continues to not be the case, this one will be a very short series as well.
Well, it's fair all the way around. You know, I mean, Lob City is back. And the thing that was impressive about this, Joe, and we've talked about it many times, essentially what we consider a soft L.A. Clipper team. Well, they weren't soft in game one. They took them to the woodshed. They imposed will. They were skying all over the place, as you said, on the boards. It was impressive. They put together as good a basketball game as they've probably played all year, and they did it exactly at the right time. And they basically said to Portland, we're the boss. We own you. Now try to take it back.
And we'll see what happens. We'll have some more answers tonight about 1 a.m. Eastern time at the conclusion of that game. And that's kind of our preview of tonight's action. I think now in the remaining minutes that we have, and we're a little bit short on time, we should probably roll into the whole situation happening within the UFC. UFC 200, it's not in peril, it's going to happen, but it's certainly in turmoil. As Conor McGregor announces on Twitter that he's going to retire, he sends out some sort of weird, cryptic-type retirement tweet. And then there's going to be a UFC promotional press conference to promote UFC 200. Well, Conor McGregor doesn't attend, so they pull him from UFC 200. But I'm all confused because the explanation that was given as the reason for pulling him from the press from UFC 200 was that he didn't want to attend the press conference because he was training for his fight in Iceland, didn't want to interrupt his training.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, he sent out a tweet that he's retiring.
Right.
So I'm extremely confused by Conor McGregor's sudden retirement tweet. If he is retiring, isn't retiring. And moreover, instead of just talking to him, why make the rash decision to pull him from UFC 200? And again, I know, and let me say this, and then we can run a little bit here. I know that for years, UFC has never been about any one or multiple personalities. It's always been about those three letters, UFC. And nobody within this organization has ever been bigger than those three letters, UFC. But in the case of UFC 200, Their two biggest stars are not going to be on the card. And the two people that are on the cover of their video game, Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey, neither of them are going to be on this card. Are these two fighters bigger than those three letters? And what does UFC 200 look like? And what do the buys look like?
Well, in the case of Ronda Rousey, we don't know what she's about anymore. I mean, it's not being there. Yeah, okay. But, I mean, think about how fast it's changed, Joe. You talked about the two biggest stars. And UFC is a constantly evolving sport. And who was a big name yesterday might not be the big name today. But I think what you're seeing here is the first time that a UFC fighter is challenging Dana White and saying, you need me to be on this card in order to make it work. I want more money. And Dana White's response is what you were just talking about. The three letters are bigger than you are. I will continue to operate that way. And you're not going to get the money that you were asking for, or you're asking for behind closed doors. And I think this is where this is coming into play. It's a true test. And you know, McGregor, we're going to find out whether he timed it right or not. He timed it where it should be a landmark event for UFC, UFC 200. It's a big one, nice round numbers. They can promote it the whole way that they go about promoting it. It's here we are at fight card number 200. Here we go. And he went, I want more cash. And Dana White went, no, I don't think so. We can do this without you. I'm real curious to see how this plays out because Dana White has always controlled it. His fighters have never been able to try to do this to him and succeed. I'm sure some have tried. And this is going to be a real test. And I'll be curious to see if Dana White actually does give in because, as you said, he's still in Iceland training for the fight. McGregor, like he's going to be on the card, even though Dana White pulled him. So who knows what's going on behind the scenes. And if he ends up on this card, then we know who won the battle.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things at play here. First of all, UFC 200, their idea is to make this a huge event, much like, you know, it's that round number. And they don't want this to just be a regular UFC card. The intention of this card was to be the biggest box office draw ever in the history of UFC. And it was to stack the card and have star power after star power after star power on it. That's hurt because the biggest star in their sport has either decided to retire young or decided to continue training and didn't show up for the promotional presser. Now, I've heard some things about, and this is where I'm confused. I've heard some things that the genesis of his retirement announcement was that McGregor was in the audience watching the fight where the mixed martial artist passed away.
Right.
In Dublin. McGregor was there, and I've heard some rumors that had a far-reaching effect on him and that this is not a money-grab situation, as you alluded to. This is he had, like, one of these come-to-Jesus moments, much like football players who decide I want to retire healthy.
Right.
He had kind of that same word I've heard is he had kind of that same epiphany, and he's like, I want to retire young. I want to retire healthy. I got my money. So I'm conflicted on where all of this is going, and I find myself extremely confused. I don't know that there's a money grab here or what, but if I was Dana White, I wouldn't have been so short-sighted as to actually pull him from the card. I would have found out what was really going on before I made any rash decisions and decided to be a tough guy and a bully like Dana is when he pushes these guys around as far as dollars and cents. The one personality he may need right now, you know, within the world of mixed martial arts is, in fact, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. And you know something, if you're right about that, and he did have that come to Jesus moment, because I knew he was in the audience when that happened. Maybe he does have enough. You know, I just looked up his net worth, and it's $10 million.
Take us to break and take it home on the other side.
We're absolutely, we'll no pick it up on the other side, no question.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We've been talking some UFC here. And you know, again, this is going to be one of the true tests of UFC for Dana White. And, you know, Rousey's a mess right now. And not on a personal level, but just she was invincible, indestructible, and she got her behind handed to her, and she hasn't recovered. And that's issue number one. But the Conor McGregor story is even bigger, and as Joe pointed out, this may be legit. It may be a come-to-Jesus moment. $10 million is a lot of money. He's 27 years old. He can go forward with his life, probably not have to worry if he's invested wisely. It's certainly he won't have an outlet through UFC to comment or anything along those lines. So dollar and cents wise, that won't be something that he can explore. He'll have to find other ways to make a living if this is legit. But again, he's in Iceland training for a fight that he's been pulled off the card. So what the hell's going on here? I understand the thought process of you saw the guy die in the cage. Maybe this is one of those moments where you figured, you know, I need to get the hell out of here. But the cynic in me just believes that this is more, I'm going to play it right down to the last second. If they want this to be a truly landmark UFC event, they're going to have to include me in it. And the only way I'm going to be in this thing is if they up the dollars and cents. I'm going to be curious to see who blinks first if this ends up being the case, because it's never been Dana White who blinks first. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. For Joe and myself, we want to thank Robert. And for all of you out there, stay tuned to the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And make sure you tune in tomorrow morning again for another edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Have a great day, everybody.